Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, September 9th, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Rock breaks. Nicola Mining Inc. in a MFCHQBHQBF reports $2.3 million in August gold sales through Talisker Partnership. Nicola Mining Inc. reported $2.3 million in August gold sales through its partnership with Talisker Resources Limited. The company sold 707 ounces of gold, following production gains from upgrades including automation and a large concentrator. CEO Peter Espig highlighted Nicola's position as a producer, benefiting from gold and silver prices, while advancing work at the Treasure Mountain Silver Project. Nicola Mining owns a mill and tailings facility in British Columbia, with agreements for high-grade gold projects. The company also owns the New Craigmont Copper Property and the Treasure Mountain Property. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks is a specialized communications platform providing insights into the mining industry, offering access to a network of wire solutions, editorial syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions.
ICE raids. Hyundai's U.S. battery plant arrests hundreds of workers. Immigration and Customs Enforcement raided a Hyundai battery production facility in Georgia, detaining 475 workers, most of whom were South Korean citizens on short-term visitor visas not meant for employment. This has sparked debate in the U.S. and South Korea. The race to commercialize better batteries for EVs has intensified, impacting Hyundai's plans. Other battery makers like QuantumScape Corp. are also working on new battery chemistries. Billion Dollar Club is a communications platform focusing on top companies, offering access to various solutions for reaching target markets and enhancing brand awareness.
Blue Lagoon Resources nears MBBR commissioning, adds key team members as Dome Mountain moves toward production. Blue Lagoon Resources is nearing final commissioning of its moving bed biofilm reactor, MBBR, water treatment system at the Dome Mountain Gold Project. Once activated in the next 7 to 10 days, blasting can commence. Underground preparation work is underway, including establishing emergency exit points, bolt testing, ventilation system setup, and more. The company has added two key team members, Michael Kendall as underground mine supervisor and Dr. Francis Salifu as environmental manager. These hires strengthen operational readiness and commitment to safety and environmental compliance. Blue Lagoon Resources aims to start gold production in Q3 2025 at the Dome Mountain Gold Mine, focusing on becoming a cash-flowing mining company. Avant Capital originates $10.35 million bridge loan on industrial flex facility in Morrisville, North Carolina. Avant Capital has originated a $10.35 million bridge loan on a 70,481-square-foot industrial flex property in Morrisville, North Carolina. The property, located at 3200 Gateway Center Boulevard, was originally a call center built in 1998. The loan will be used for acquisition, renovation, and repositioning into small industrial suites under the Portal Warehousing brand. Avant's managing principal, Adam Lusterborgs, highlighted their ability to provide flexible capital solutions to experienced sponsors like Capstone Equities. Avant is targeting similar projects nationwide in 2025, focusing on high-growth markets such as Texas, Florida, and Georgia. For more information on Avant Capital, visit their website. Aero Group forms joint venture with Nord Drone Group to advance drone technology for U.S. and NATO allies. Aero Group Holdings Inc. has formed a strategic joint venture with Nord Drone LLC to accelerate the deployment of combat-proven unmanned aerial systems to the United States, Ukraine, and other NATO member countries. Aero will provide manufacturing oversight, R&D resources, government procurement leadership, and strategic support, while Nord Drone will contribute proprietary drone technologies, production facilities, and coordination with defense ministries. This partnership aims to integrate Nord Drone's battlefield-proven drone systems into Arrow's platform, expanding its reach across a wider spectrum of drone platforms for diverse mission profiles. Nord Drone produces a variety of drones, including strike units, loitering munitions, and bombers, with models like the Nord 10 and Nord 15 offering advanced capabilities. The joint venture is intended to serve urgent operational needs and modernization initiatives for defense markets, including the United States, Ukraine, and NATO member countries. Protospace Emafigig unveils Protospace Designer, game-changing software for aerospace engineers. Protospace Emafigig has unveiled Protospace Designer, a game-changing online software tool for aerospace engineers. This breakthrough tool allows engineers to design and order custom machined parts with unprecedented speed and simplicity. By embedding manufacturability constraints into the design environment, Protospace Designer eliminates traditional barriers between design and production. Engineers can design parts with built-in manufacturability checks, get instant price quotes, place orders online seamlessly, and receive finished parts in as little as 2 to 3 days. This software accelerates technology development cycles, reduces downtime, and minimizes costly redesigns, providing engineers with the confidence that their parts are production-ready. Protospace Designer is available worldwide at protospacedesigner.com and manufactured at Protospace MFG's facilities in Nova Scotia, Canada, and North Carolina, USA.
Easy Environmental Solutions hits key expansion milestone, gears up to ship first EasyFen to Kenya after receiving full down payment. Easy Environmental Solutions Inc. hits a key expansion milestone by receiving the full down payment for the first EasyFen waste-to-liquid microbial fertilizer unit in Africa. The unit is set to be shipped to Kenya in the next 90 to 120 days, marking the company's Kenya launch and potentially addressing food insecurity and soil degradation in the region. The EasyFen system is not only sustainable, but also profitable and scalable, generating approximately $19 million in recurring annual revenue at full capacity. With 80% of Kenya's land area arid or semi-arid, the country faces challenges in growing nutritious foods. Easy Environmental Solutions, EasyFen modular microbe fertilizer system aims to combat famine by converting waste into organic microbial fertilizer, restoring soil health, increasing yields, and supporting sustainable farming practices. The company plans to deploy EasyFen units across Africa to make a significant impact on the continent's hunger crisis.
Ace Green Recycling lands strategic supply deal for flagship Texas project. Ace Green Recycling Inc. has secured a multi-year master used lead acid battery supply agreement with Gold Star Metals LLC, ensuring a minimum of 30,000 metric tons of ULAB annually. This deal allows for scaling up to 100,000 tons per year as ACE expands operations at its Texas facility, set to begin in 2026. The ULAB will be sourced from multiple states, providing a reliable feedstock for ACE's clean recycling technology. This partnership underscores a commitment to a zero-emissions future in the recycling industry. ACE Green Recycling focuses on sustainable end-of-life solutions for lithium and lead batteries, led by CEO Nishchay Chadha and CTO Dr. Vipin Tyagi. For more information, visit www.acegreenrecycling.com. Why platinum could soon close in on gold and silver? Platinum, once known as the rich people's gold, is on a bull run, sparking speculation of a return to premium status over gold. Factors indicate a continued rally in the platinum market with potential for further growth. Leading extractors like Platinum Group Metals Limited are poised to benefit from the upturn. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news. Platinum Group Metals Limited, PTM, seizes opportunities amid rising global platinum jewelry demand. Platinum Group Metals Limited, listed on the NYSE American as PLG, and on the TSX as PTM, is seizing opportunities in response to the rising global demand for platinum jewelry. The company is strategically advancing its Waterberg project in South Africa, a significant deposit of platinum, palladium, rhodium, and gold, with forecasts indicating that total platinum supply in 2025 will be the lowest in 5 years. The resurgence in platinum jewelry demand, particularly in China, is revitalizing the market. Platinum Group Metals is well positioned to capitalize on this trend, exploring new technologies to enhance the use of platinum group metals in various applications. Chinese platinum jewelry fabrication saw a 26% increase year-on-year in the first quarter of 2025, driven by platinum's discount relative to gold prices. This trend is expected to continue, influencing supply dynamics and pricing in the broader platinum market.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.